Cop Radio.
I see where the deadline has passed for the 9/11 victims to file for compensation from the government, because they were given an option. You can either sue the airlines and demand some answers, or you can take a $1 million bribe to shut up and forget what happened and don't ask any questions. Pretty sad when the Democrats and the Republicans team up to hide whatever happened on 9/11. We still don't have any idea what happened. Lee Hamilton and that New Jersey governor are putting the big whitewash on this. What they're going to do, I predict, they're going to throw us a little bone and say, Bush could have been more attentive. But he's a good guy, and we forgive him, and it was only 3,000 dead. So why bother? Meanwhile, Clinton's blowjob's still under investigation, because that's important. But the families who refused the $1 million bribe should be saluted. I'd like to think they had a little bit of money to get by. I mean, if you're wealthy and you've already made a few million, then it was a lot easier decision. But statistically, out of that 200, there's got to be a couple of dozen who really need that money. But what they need more is to know why Bush allowed it to happen, why the military was told to stand down, why Bush continued to read that stupid goat story for 30 minutes, and then the press has the gall to let him get away with claiming, "I knew right away we were under attack." Remember, there's the two versions. Two versions he's told, and nobody called him on. One version was, "First thing I thought was, that's one lousy pilot." And that's a damn exact quote. And then the second version was, "Right away I knew we were under attack." So then why'd you sit down with him and continue with the goat story, you moron? But Bush continues to lie, and the idea that whether he thought we were under attack or a bad pilot, that's a minor thing. But what are they hiding? Why can't we know the truth about 9/11? What is so important that we just need to never our minds and just go on? Let's find Clinton again. I think someone saw him talking to a blonde. Let's make some front page news here. Meanwhile, the treachery and the treasony of the Bush administration continues. They've stolen trillions. They've given Halliburton hundreds of billions. Nobody cares. The nutty-ass world we live in, isn't it?
You are listening to Bart Cop Radio at bartcop.com. Keeper of the Democratic Jewels.
Headline in the Tulsa World newspaper. Suspected Al-Qaeda drug link is found. A major hashish shipment seized by the Navy could be evidence of the network's involvement in the drug trade. Turns out they got 3,780 pounds of hashish, the Navy said. Now, of course, any darkie who's caught with a marijuana cigarette will be a suspected Al-Qaeda terror cell. That's how these monkeys operate. If they're brown, the monkeys are going to say they're Al-Qaeda. If it's Johnny Ashcroft's nephew who's caught with, well, he's just a misunderstood youth who's needed a little straightening out, a little guidance, a little Jesus, a little smack on the ass. But no, if you're dark, you're Al-Qaeda. And of course, this is going to add to the bullshit campaign that if you buy drugs, you're helping Al-Qaeda. When the truth is, it's not the drugs that help Al-Qaeda, it's the illegality of the drugs. If they were legal, there'd be no profit in it. But no, the religiously insane people want to deny the opiate to the masses. Sure, they'll give you the Jack Daniels, they'll give you the nicotine that has formaldehyde and ammonia in it that will kill you, but the relatively harmless hashish, we think someone might be enjoying that, so we're going to make it illegal so the courts and the judges and the criminals can profit greatly from it. Oh, and Al-Qaeda, too. Just more hypocrisy. They don't want to deny Al-Qaeda the money. They don't want to make money from the taxes on the hashish or the marijuana. They want to stick their head in the sand, please the invisible cloud being, and screw up everything. Why do we keep screwing up everything? Why can't we do something right? Why can't the government, for once, stand up and use their head, put a little logic in the law? There's just too much to ask from this monkey. Another headline in Tuesday's USA Today, greatest newspaper in the world. Bush prays for troops at menorah lighting. That son of a bitch. First, he gets his daddy to sign him up in a champagne unit of the National Guard so he doesn't have to ever see combat. Then he goes AWOL. Then his daddy fixes that for him. Then buys him the governorship of Texas. Then buys him the presidency so he can make secret deals with Halliburton. They give Halliburton $1 billion and say, we need you to house and feed our boys. So Halliburton puts a $500 million in their pocket, and they take the other $500 million over to Iraq, and they serve them dirty food on bloody floors. Boy, it's almost disgusting, you know, but as long as they got the photo op of Bush lighting a candle for the troops and praying because he loves them, they don't mind if he steals $500 million out of the troops' pocket, and then he tries to cut their pay. Men and women who are being shot at, men and women who have been shot, he wants to cut their pay because GE needs another tax cut. And so does Shell and Mobil and all the Texaco, I don't know what the hell the names of the oil companies are now because they all got together and teamed up with the BFEE. There's only one oil company in the United States, it's the BFEE. All the other guys are just capos. They kick their tributes up to Bush. And Bush settles all scores between them. But as long as he's praying for the troops, we don't mind it. That $500 billion, it could have gone a whole lot for prescription drugs for the elderly or, you know, helping the kids out, helping Medicare, but no. The super, super rich needed another $500 billion on top of the three tax cuts they got. But it's okay. That's okay. Bush is praying. He's a good guy. He's got a candle in his hand. And a photographer dutifully snapped the picture. And that's what everybody saw. He's such a good guy, that Bush. I like it. We've been down for so long and so many stories have come by. The one that probably got me the most worked up was the release of John Hinckley from the hospital. This is crazy. The talk radio Nazi said it was a Clinton judge that did this. And, oh, I just hate to hear that so much. When you shoot a president, you stay in jail. You don't get out. Why in the world would a judge let this guy out? I don't care if he's legally sane now. He shot a president. You don't get to shoot a president and then get out of prison. That's a nutty way to do things. This is why millions of people have left the Democratic Party in the last 20 years, because they do such stupid things. I don't care if the law says he's sane, we need to let him out for weekends. That's crazy. If it exists, it's a stupid law. The Democrats ought not to be upholding stupid, stupid laws. All it does is make us look like exactly the names that Rush calls us, about weak on crime and can't defend America. That just pinpoints it when a judge does something this stupid. Why in the hell should he get to go home for the weekend to spend some unsupervised time? Hell, why should he get out at all? There's no reason for him to be out of prison with a guard. Now he's out of prison without a guard. Does it get any more stupid? Why should he be allowed out for the weekend anyway? Jim Brady doesn't get out of that wheelchair for a weekend and walk around without that bolt in his brain. No, he's stuck there. Why isn't Hinckley stuck as long as the guy who he shot? This is stupid. This is why people think the Democrats are weird. And trust me, in 2004, people are going to vote their fear. They're going to vote for Bush, because Bush is going to make Dean look like the little wimp from the northeastern liberal gay town. And unless Dean's got some magic way to fight back, and I haven't seen it yet, I hate to think. I wish I could see something in Dean more than Dean's the man, Dean's the guy, he's the one to go to. I mean, yeah, those are all great little cliches, but when Bush paints himself as the hero of the military and, you know, he's got 10,000 soldiers stand behind him and there's Dean with an American flag, people are going to vote for that right and that might, because the Democrats are the type of party that's going to let a attempted murderer out of jail because they want to be nice. I hate nice.
This is Bart Cop Radio.
Bart? Barry Crimmins, surfacing. I've been very busy dealing with this, the final edits of my book before it goes to galleys for Seven Stars Press. The book is titled Never Shake Hands with a War Criminal, and I think that's good advice for everyone. Although, don't mean assuming there'd be a lot less fraternization at the Republican National Convention this year. Anyway, I'm very sorry to have been missing for so long. The updates on BartCop.com look great. The radio show sounds tremendous. And so I think I'm going to add something to that now. On all the lies we've been told over the past 3 years, the biggest bar none is that it's insane, literally insane, to dislike, despise, or hate George W. Bush. Reactionary columnists and commentators have taken to offering avuncular advice to American progressives about how we should approach the upcoming presidential race. They say, okay, sure, you hold opposing views, but this contempt that you're exhibiting toward the president has become pathological, and it could really hurt your election chances. And we know how much they care about our election chances. They go on to tell us, the American people don't want to hear angry stuff from the left. They withdraw from such negativity and seek safety in the soothing shelter provided by the lucid and calm political analysis of Rush Limbaugh, Bill O'Reilly, and Ann Coulter. Americans know that the overriding desire of such patriot journalists is to assure that our elections are first and foremost conducted between high-minded individuals on level playing fields. When they see liberals behave with intemperance, naturally it injures the right wing's delicate sensibilities. Yes, it's a dogged sense of fairness that's driven the committee to elect Bush just this once to amass so much capital that it could meet the New York Yankees payroll on a petty cash and have enough left over to keep Dennis Kozlowski in vodka fountains and gladiators for his wife's next 30 birthday parties. These suddenly altruistic reactionaries ask us, isn't it enough that you prove you hate the land of the free by questioning W's infallibility concerning the war in Iraq? Do you have to act as if the man is personally involved in the decisions he makes? This has gotten so bad that the Republican Party has been left no choice but to take out sane and sensible ads equating any questioning of George W. Bush with Al-Qaeda membership. And believe you me, we had hoped against hope it wouldn't have come to this. The frothing leftist mob and its desire to irrationally expect accountability from the government each time it wants to indirectly pump several dozen billion into Dick Cheney's Halliburton retirement plan is the culprit that forced the GOP's firm and just hand in this matter. So that's what it's come to in America. The lunatics running this nation have sent their minions in the media out to pathologize anyone who raises sane questions against the corporate-controlled, environmentally disastrous, racist, sexist, homophobic, classist, ageist, Vietnam War reenacting, unelected regime. And you know what? They're sort of right. I freely admit that I'm insane with contempt for the relentless insult to decency and justice that is the court-appointed Bush administration. I openly cop to the charge that seeing the alleged president a squirrely, beady-eyed embodiment of a warning that rich people should get a few mansions down the street before they mate, when I see this guy so much as walk toward a microphone, a somber line of rage pulses through my forehead. When I see someone as stupid and evil as George W. Bush, I get upset. But when I see that same dumb bastard actually appear to be smug at a time when people are dying because of his reptilian judgment, I wig out. Who among us can take much more of a nation where ARP stands for American Association of Republican Patsies? Why not snap when ARP helps impose a federal prescription drug plan that makes the aforementioned Limbaugh's approach to pharmaceuticals appear to be temperate? Who wouldn't freak out watching all those white men help Bush sign a new restrictive abortion bill? You know what those guys were doing? They were whispering to W, make a G. No, a big G. The whole crew looked as if they had had partial brain abortions. But then Bush thinks pro-choice is a baseball hat company. Part 400. And then finally, last week, it was a holiday. I just wanted to watch some football and eat some food, but then my phone started ringing, and people were talking about Bush's surprise appearance in front of 600 soldiers at the Baghdad airport, which the Bushes immediately embellished with a lie about a British Airways pilot nearly identifying the plane, but then complying with secrecy when asked to do so in special magic lucky code talk. Unfortunately, Tony Blair isn't a pilot, and since everyone else in England hates George W. Bush, this story was exposed as a sham almost quicker than Bush got in and out of Iraq. And he didn't visit Baghdad so much as have a layover there. It would be like you or I making a connection at O'Hare and then bragging about how we really got a chance to know Chicago. All the old people seem to travel by golf cart. Bush hadn't done anything as courageous as the Baghdad trip since he helped the Navy take San Diego last May. The methods employed on his airport mission were nothing new for him. Face the facts. This guy's been flying with his lights out for years. But that doesn't mean I have to. And so I promise that so long as this man remains in the White House, I'll be doing the same thing sane people everywhere will be doing. I'll be going out of my mind until it stops. Please, please, just make it stop. I can't take it any longer, and there's nothing pathological or crazy about that. With a comment, I'm Barry Crimmins. Please continue to patronize BartCop.com, BartCop Radio, BartCop anything. Go play poker with him. Do whatever he says. And send dough anytime you have a chance. Barry Crimmins, www.barrycrimmins.com. Good luck, Bart, pasting this together from 100 messages on an answering machine. So long.
What the hell is a Bart Cop? If you don't know, you're not listening.